another historic day in the briefing room, and this is so smart because they're forced to sit there and cover it. Caitlin Collins and all that, all those smug people are forced to sit there and hear Tulsi Gabbard, and that was a command performance today. Her performances up to now have been amazing. President Trump, you heard last night, we played on the morning show about talking to the members of Congress. It was a command performance, and she's got command presence. She's unflappable, and she's just giving you fact after fact after fact. And to call it a coup from the White House press briefing room. Now we've had it from the Oval Office, from the president and the director of DNI, a treasonous conspiracy, and using and calling out Obama by name, calling out Brennan by name, calling out Comey by name. The stakes don't get any higher, folks. I hope you understand that this is in Obama denying it, coming out denying it, and all day. You should see the meltdown on MSNBC all afternoon with Weissman and these folks. And the Wall Street Journal and the Murdochs, as I have warned for years, are true enemies of this movement, true enemies of MAGA, true enemies of the United States, and particularly true enemies of President Trump. The other day, the half-baked story where they dropped it because Tulsi was releasing the first information on Friday to Bigfoot the story. With the fake news, phony poem, and the phony drawing that they've never shown anybody. Today, Tulsi comes for a command performance, and Caroline Leavitt looked him right in the eye and said, "Hey, you guys are good. You're paying people that are named in these documents that are guilty of a treasonous conspiracy, right, and a coup against a sitting president, and you're paying them as commentators for the last years and just sit there for 6 or 7 years and hammer every day their lies and misrepresentations, as she's showing." And what does the Wall Street Journal do? Immediately after that, they drop another story about President Trump. "Oh, President Trump, you know, he's got this with Epstein." And President Trump and Caroline come out right away and say, "Fake news." The Wall Street Journal is the enemy. They're coming after Trump with half-baked fake news, and they're trying to do it every day to Bigfoot. But Tulsi Gabbard's coming out with fact. Okay, we're going to take a short break and listen. If the president steps on stage at the Artificial Intelligence